Shelly. Ask Shelly. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelly that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelly.
Yeah, go on. Ask me a question. Shelly at FM99.com is the email. You can get me on Facebook. Look for Shelly Slayer, Shelly FM99. And as we start today, it's a question, the age-old question. This one actually got me confused. It says, Shelly, if there was ever a place to send this question, it would be Ask Shelly. What do the letters mean on bra sizes? And why letters? Now, I just read like 5 different bra sizing websites. I'm now feeling a bit confused on this myself. However, here's what I've got for you. Bras are measured usually with a number and a letter, like, 34C or whatever. The way you typically get that measurement is by measuring the rib cage. So you would get the 34 with that all the way around your rib cage. And then the cup size you measure over your boobs. And the letter then is the difference between the bust size and the rib cage size. So like however many extra inches. One website said that C, for example, would mean 3 inches more than your rib cage size. That's how you get the 34C. Another website said C is indicative of volume. I turned my boobs up to 11, by the way. These go to 11. Volume-wise. Another said that these measurements are just terrible and we shouldn't even be using them because all bras are not created equal and thus you need to buy their specific bras that'll fit you better. Whatever the case. And the measuring thing does come from the Victorian era and nobody explains why they went with cups labeled as A, B, C, D, double D, triple D, E instead of just doing a plus one, plus two, plus three kind of thing. But that's what they chose and that's what we're stuck with. Another question. This one comes from, well, they signed it K. I'm assuming that's the name and not just they're saying K. I never thought of it like this, but is cereal soup? The age-old question. The Virginia Law Weekly actually solved this debate back in March of 2020, when we were all at home bored. First, they looked at both arguments. To the argument that soup is served hot, they added that soup is served cold, like gazpacho. To the argument that milk is not a broth, they point out that broccoli cheddar soup, whose main broth is milk. Then they hit with a weak point, in my opinion. They said cereal is eaten for breakfast, but even people who love soup would never be so radical as to eat soup for breakfast. They added that soups are usually savory, while there are dessert soups. You're not going to eat those for breakfast. And while they laid out a few other weaker arguments, I think that this is the most convincing one, and I'm going with it. The definition of soup on dictionary.com is soup is a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water and does not include cereal. That's the definition from dictionary.com. Merriam-Webster also said that cereal does not meet their definition of soup. Cereal by nature is grain-based, they said. It's derived from cereal grains, but we don't need to define soup any further. If cereal was a soup, we would just call it soup, not cereal. And thus, it's not a soup. 4 years later, I'm calling it cereal's not a soup. And finally, on Ask Shelly today, a leftover question from last week, which is the word noon used to refer to 3 p.m. Wait, what? Yeah, it's actually right. The ancient Romans split their days into 4 periods of 3 hours each. The first hour was at sunrise, 6 a.m. They called it prime for first. Then there was 9 a.m., terse, which denoted third hour. 12 p.m., which was sixth. And 9 p.m., which was none, which means ninth to them. That then turned into the Latin word for ninth, which evolved eventually to noon, so noon was 3 p.m. Nobody knows exactly when or why noon started referring to 12 p.m. instead of 3 p.m. The suspicion is it could have had something to do with Christian prayer traditions. That's what they're going with. Noon at 3 p.m. I could go for that. Sleep in a couple extra hours.